each one in Christ's name this morning. I want to welcome everyone here too, and want you to feel welcome to worship with us. I really appreciated the children that said their verses up here this morning. You children did a good job, and I like when you do it that way. It's very enjoyable to listen to you say the verse. Keep it up. The message that I have to share this morning, it's a message that I preached in Newport several weeks ago, and I was not planning on sharing it here this morning. In fact, I told someone, I'm not sure that who it was, but I don't think it'll work to preach it here. I'm not sure what my reason was for saying that or thinking that, beyond the fact that there were some of you in Newport when I shared the message. However, as I was studying for a different message yesterday, I could not get the message that I was studying for on paper to share with you. It just wasn't working out properly, and so late in the afternoon, I brought this message back up and I edited it some more, and so it would fit this morning. And you probably would maybe like if I told you that I had a spiritual experience and that I believe the Holy Spirit positively is leading me to give this message this morning, to repeat it that I already preached. But I don't really feel that way. I believe that when God closes a door, He opens another one, and that's how I feel the Holy Spirit directs me to. I felt like the door was closed for the other message, and it opened up for this one, and that's why some of you are going to have to hear it again. I'm sorry about that, but it just turned out to be that way. But the title or the message is about church membership, and church membership is not a message that I normally think of as being inspirational. But I want it to be inspirational. I hope that it can be inspirational to you this morning. It's more, you think of church membership of more mechanical side of what we do as a church group. I believe being a member of the local church is the best way to encourage fellow believers to stay faithful to Jesus. And it benefits the kingdom of God very much. In Hebrews 10, verse 24, it says, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." You know, many churches are seeking new members so they can be proud of how big their church is, not remembering the real reason for becoming part of a local church. I believe is to, as it says in Hebrews, to encourage each other, to provoke one another on to love and to good works. And I think that's the biggest reason. We have, as being a member in a local church, we can encourage the other people so much. And the influence we have in the kingdom of God is much greater. You really encourage other members of church by becoming part of that church, by being a full member of the local church. Suppose some of you young men have dated your girlfriend for 10 years, but you never proposed to marriage. And even if you had been faithful and always told her that you loved her but had never proposed, she would become discouraged about your relationship, wondering what's going on. And finally, after 10 years, she asks you, "Why don't you propose?" She finally gets the nerve. And you just tell her, "Maybe I just want to make sure this is right." But you know, that's how it is in a church too. We come to church, attend church, but we don't join up, become a member after that long time. And the people that come to church and attend, you know, I don't think other people are so discouraged with you. We appreciate people coming to church. But becoming a member in a formal way is making a commitment to that group. And in the same way a marriage grows better and closer with commitment, so it does in the church. It makes the relationship with your brothers and sisters become more greater and better, and you learn to know each other better and become more, your relationship becomes closer. My purpose of this message is to encourage each person here this morning, regardless if you are a member or if you're not a member. I don't want to discourage you because you may not be a member. If you are not a member and you are here this morning, you might feel like I'm picking on you. That's not my goal. If you're here and you attend here and you're not a member, we appreciate you here. But I want to give you better reasons to become a member. And even that is not the highest purpose of my message this morning. My top reason is I want all of us to be reminded how special it is to be a member of our local church, of our group together. It's an honor, and there are so many blessings we receive because we are part of each other. And it's more than what we recognize at many, many times. So that's the main thing that I want to do this morning, is really encourage each of us that already are members to really see how much of an honor and how many blessings we receive because of it. And in the case that there are some of you who struggle with being a member of a church, I know that some people do. I have struggled with it myself in the past. I'd like to share my own testimony a little bit, too, of becoming a member so that you understand that I can understand people that do struggle with becoming a member because maybe things that you went through. Many of you know me and know where I grew up, so I'm not telling you anything different. But I grew up in a conservative community where church guidelines were abused by authority. Church members were taught. It seems like that taught church members and the authority preachers that there was a cat and mouse game. That's the sort of thing that was sort of taught. It bred a hate for the church, which naturally nurtured a rebellion among the church members. And it also caused people to feel like being a church member is like being part of a political club. And I know many of my relatives became disillusioned with this kind of church membership. And I know many of them that still struggle with it today. I recently was back at my uncle's funeral, and I seen many of them there, and I seen many of them that they have a real issue with that. So abuse from church authority has caused many people to stumble in their relationship with the church. And what changed my mind about this whole issue was many years ago, before I was married, before I moved here even, I spent 18 months in a boys camp in South Carolina. And you might think that is really a weird place to change your mind because how could that possibly have an effect on you? But church membership and being part of a church was heavy on my mind before I had went to camp. And so that was a real issue in my heart and life. And so after I had left the community I grew up in, I became a member of a church for about 2 years. It was a very spiritual church, and I received a lot of spiritual help in my life at this church. But there was also a lot of unrest about being part of the Mennonite church there. And so I had left one church that was abusing authority to another that was very unstable because they were focusing on getting away from the abuse of church politics. And it doesn't work that way. We have to forgive and focus on serving God correctly. We should never guide our future by what went wrong in the past. And I think that was going on a little bit there, maybe. But anyhow, going to camp in Fairplay, I was a counselor of a group of 10 boys, me and another counselor together. And I remember the first 2 months as a counselor were full of so much reaction to problems. And my supervisor helped me to learn that we as a group needed to focus on the positive and use small things that went on good, small positive things that were good, and focus on building off of those rather than looking back at what we did wrong yesterday and trying to redirect ourselves from that. And that really spoke to me when he taught me that and showed me that you know, that's what was going on in church at home. And when I compared that with my church situation, it changed my mind. It had an effect in my mind. And I thought, well, I still want to be part of a church because that is what I want. And then other things happened. The second thing that really stood out to me was the strength of a group, especially a group that's for each other. We were only 10 boys and 2 counselors. But when one person in that group did badly, it really shut us down as a group. It had an effect on us all. And when all 10 boys were doing good, it had good attitudes, it was so amazing what we could do. Just 10 boys. We could do so many things. And I just remembered thinking that if we're part of a church like this, I want to be part of a church where one of us is hurting, it in fact hurts us, it brings us all together where we have to help that hurting member to get together. I remember thinking about that and meditating on how that's, there's a lot of likeness in this area. And then how, when we as a group are doing good, it's amazing the strength that we got from each other as a group and in church. And I believe a church is that way, a local church. The third thing that struck me was the diversity we had in our group. We had so much diversity, and yet we appreciated each other. I mean, there were many times where we didn't appreciate each other, but overall, when we looked at it, we really did appreciate each other. And I remember that a boy named Jason Drake, he was a very tall guy, and we had another boy, Carlos Badger, who had a problem with he would wet himself every night, and he was so embarrassed. But Jason Drake would disdainfully look down at him every morning and was just like, I don't want to be part of you. I just don't want you to be with me. I don't want to be with you, seen with you. And he had this look, but this went on for a while. And Carlos was so embarrassed, and he just could not get over this issue. And after time went by, one morning, Jason Drake, the instigator of it all, he let Carlos know. He got the group together, and he let Carlos know, it doesn't matter that you have this problem. And because the rest of us have all these other problems that are different from your problem, but we've got them too. And overall, we're in it together. We're all here to help each other out. And, you know, they felt sorry for him. They recognized that we're going to get through this by all pulling together. What mattered for each other, and it helped out to their individual problems. And again, I thought of belonging to a church. That's the way it is. I saw that being part of a church is being part of a little group like this. You know, we had to sacrifice our preferences for the benefit of the whole group. We had to humble ourselves and be associated with someone who was not desirable to be around, someone who wasn't up to my standard. And it was sometimes embarrassing to be seen with people that acted different. But the results of being in a group that watched out for each other and helped each other out was very encouraging and really helped in dealing with all of our problems that we faced. And overall, it was very helpful in my Christian life to see all that. And so when I left camp, I remembered, when I came to Idaho, I didn't know what the church here was like exactly. I was hoping that it could be like this. And over the years, I believe that this church here has went through a lot of, we've had our amount of troubles. But overall, My own testimony is I'm happy to be part of this church. I'm glad to be a member of this church because everyone out here has really, I feel a sense of real love in this church and care for each other, and I really appreciate that part. And I don't think that my experience is so much greater or better or different, or it's probably different than your experience. But I guess the point I really want us to realize this morning that being a church member should not be like being a member of a political club. Being a member of a church, of a local church, it's very biblical, and it's very good for the kingdom of God, and also really good for your Christian life, for my Christian life, and it's very special. It's an honor. It's a wonderful thing that we have as members in the kingdom of God, being part members in a local church. It can really be good for us. It is really good for us. I'm glad that I was able to get past my bitter feelings or abusive church membership. I don't think I had it that bad. I think maybe some of you maybe went through worse experiences. I don't know. But I want to encourage us, each of us, that church membership is a wonderful thing. It is more wonderful than what we give it credit for. In the New Testament, there are 79 different verses that speak specifically about the church. And I don't have time to share them all with us today. But if you read these verses, you can see that the church is very important to God. He gave his only son, Jesus, just for the church. The church is the bride of Christ. And I believe it's even this local church or the local church that you're a part of. I think that we Christians have two main problems that we struggle with regarding church, the church of Christ. And I think the first problem is, and I'm sure there's more problems, but these came to my mind as I studied for this message. The first problem that I think that we have is we don't recognize that the church is the bride of Christ like we should. We know it's there. We know that it is the bride of Christ. But we don't recognize what that really means, or we don't recognize it strong enough. We associate the church with, or we compare the church with any other organization out there. And even though the church is an organization, it's much greater than that, than any other organization. But when we have that subconscious attitude that we think the church is just another organization, what that does, it generates an attitude of distrust and rebellion towards the people we fellowship with. We don't trust our own people because we don't realize that from the lowest to the greatest, or the greatest to the lowest, we need each other, and we care for each other. But we have this thing in us that we want to think that we're better than the next guy for some reason. That's our tendency that we struggle with in our lives, going to church with someone. The second problem we have is that we don't realize that the people we fellowship with, that they make up the church. We keep looking out there somewhere else. You know, somewhere else there's certain people who are out there, not us really, but other people out there, they make up the church. But we fail to realize that the people that we are sitting with right now, they are the church. They're the church as much as the church is anywhere else in the world. We are the church. I know we're only a small part, but we are the church. And so that's what I think that we struggle with that. And I think we need to overcome that and realize how wonderful it is to that church member that's sitting right beside you, and how great it is to have them there or her there, because they are what we have. We have our families, but outside of our families, this is next. And if we're in a church that is spiritual, on target, you know, that is a huge blessing. That is a much more than what we ever give it credit for too much. And I'm not just blaming you. I'm looking at my own life. And so you already know, but when I speak about church membership, I am speaking about the local church, the church right here. I am speaking about that. I have been researching how other denominations feel about local membership, and it seems that most of the churches believe in membership. However, there is a popular thinking, well, maybe it's not popular, but there's another thinking out there that says we believe in membership, but we do not believe in the formal process of accepting members into the local church. So at some point, because you attend that church, you would be considered a member. But they would actually not go through the formal process of accepting a member into the church. So in a church where they do not have that formal process, the thing that they struggle with is they don't have a way of saying who should help out with the issues that come up, or who should decide the direction of the church. They don't have a good way to decide which member should or which member shouldn't. So, I'm just reading. I read this and I researched. I'm not going by actual churches that I actually know. Some of you might have better experience with that than I do. But it seems like what they do then is they take the most faithful attenders and choose elders, or they have some way of choosing elders. And the elders make up those decisions that go on within the church, the direction of the church, or voting on something, an issue that comes up in the church that needs to be taken care of, that they would take care of that then, the elders would. And then the actual people that attend don't really have a lot of say on the actual direction of the church. So if you have churches that have members, all the members vote on those decisions, and they become involved with those issues and help take care of them. So I'm not saying that one way is wrong or that one way is right, but rather I'm saying that the formal process of bringing members into the local church, into fellowship, is better because it's more biblical and for sure makes the way more clear for living a Christian life in each of our personal lives and also for the whole church to pull together. And I just like to read in Matthew 18 a little bit, several verses there. It says, "Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a publican. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done of them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them." So here, again, we see that in this scripture that it involves not just the church leaders of the church, but also all the members. A healthy church, I believe, has a clear way of knowing who is a member and uses the members to govern the church. The leaders are to guide and to lead by shepherd leading, not by chasing and forcing members to do something. And there are some reasons for not becoming a member of a church. Maybe you haven't been here long enough, or maybe the people that you are currently going with are not doing what they should be doing, and you need to look for a new church. But I'm not speaking about. Well, I'll leave that go. I think that there are spiritual hitchhikers, and I'm going to call them spiritual hitchhikers, people that attend church for many years but don't actually become part of the church. I think that those people suffer from it, and I don't want to criticize. I know that there are people that have reasons, and I'm not wanting to put everybody in the same box and say that you're bad or you're good. I just want to give reasons for us to want to become part of a church. Another thing that a member of a church is blessed with, because they become balanced in their thinking. In Ephesians 4, verse 11, it says, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men in cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him, into all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together, compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. So again, I think this scripture implies that we need to be a member of a local church. It helps us to think correctly about spiritual things, and it helps us have a better perspective of our own walk in our life. It helps us to see ourselves better because our brother or sister is there to show us and to speak to us the truth in love, is what the scripture talked about. The Christians that we fellowship with, they know us well, and they keep us well-rounded in our Christian lives. They help us. Individual Christians have a hard time being balanced in their spiritual walk. They get off pretty fast because they start thinking that, or we start thinking as individuals, that my thinking is best, and the other one, he's just off a little bit. And I think that's why we need each other. 1 Corinthians 14:12 says, even so, for as much as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church. And I believe if you want to have the best effect in the kingdom of God on the other people around you, and also have more spiritual blessing, and that you need to become part of the family of God in the most local sense possible. It's good for us. Most personal way possible. I did a lot of studying from a couple articles. One was written by Paul Totkus, and he has a little thing in there I want to read. It says this: church membership is the outward demonstration of one's inner commitment to identify with Christ and his followers, be taught the scriptures, submit to God's ordained authority structure, selflessly serve other believers, and grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ together. And I really appreciate that, what he said. And if you want to look up some of his stuff that he writes or has written, it's counselingoneanother.com. And then there's also a man that wrote another article, Is Church Membership Biblical? Matt Chandler. That's 9 Marks Building Healthy Churches. I got some information from there too that I didn't really necessarily copy anything down, but I really appreciated their thoughts and built off of them. And there's so much that I want to change a little bit now as I close up, get ready to close. But the one thing that I would like to bring out now is how much the church needs you as a member. And there's so much that can be done in the kingdom of God, and the church needs you. It needs every person. Here's a little poem that someone wrote, and I thought this brings out the point that I'm trying to bring out now. The first time I worshipped at their church about 2 months ago, I signed the registration card so all of them would know that I had just moved into town and needed a little part of the loving concern for each other that a Christian has in his heart. I checked the proper boxes to indicate my age, my marital condition, my sex, my spiritual stage. No one smiled or shook my hand when the services were through, and Satan whispered in my ear, "See, no one noticed you." But I stayed home each night that week in hopes someone would call. I didn't have to be the preacher. It didn't have to be the preacher, just anyone at all. Who cared enough to take the time in our dear Savior's name to bid a stranger welcome, but no one ever came? And then a thought came to my mind that I'd like to share with you. Why should I sit and wait for others to do what I could do? So I joined that church, and here I am tonight, is visitation. We're glad you came. We hope you'll stay and join our congregation. And that's written by Ruth Grunert. And I just see that as church memberships. I know as being a member of a church, I know that some of you have told me that, you know, that our church is too big and we need to be ordained. And I'm a poor one to say it because you see me up here ordained, so I have lots to do. And I know some of you think that or feel that, you know, there's not enough for every person to do something. And I don't want to criticize you for saying that. I just want to give you I think there is something for all of us to do. And I'm saying this now, it's maybe more of my own opinion, and I don't expect you to, I want to say it with grace and kindness. But if you are already a member and you are thinking the local church is too big to be needed or useful, I just want to tell you the church needs you just where you are. This church is not too big for you to be used. You can be used right here. The church needs you. This church needs you. And I believe that you can have more spiritual effect on this church here, our church, even if you're not voted on or ordained. Your voluntary action of love and service is more powerful, in my opinion, than my service can be. I believe that what you can do in this church is very powerful compared to what someone who is voted on to do it. And I'm not wanting to have a bunch of renegades out here doing stuff. That's not my point. I just want everyone to know that there's so much that can be done that is useful. You are needed. Everyone is needed in this church. We have opportunity to do things that no one else sees. And God gets so much more glory out of those things than he does that everyone sees. When we can go do things behind the scenes where no one can see us do it, no one knows that we actually did it, that really brings a lot of honor and glory to the kingdom of God. It builds up the kingdom more than you will ever know on this earth. The other things that you can do is make sure that you're at church. Church attendance is important. Your faithful example of just doing the right thing, it does more than you ever know. It builds the church up so much. You know, we may not be part of the kids club or the boys camp or you may not be teaching Sunday school. You know, there's so many things that we do that I know there are people that are not, they don't have an assigned thing to do. And I'm just trying to encourage all of us that don't wait to be assigned. I know it feels better to be voted on. I know it feels better to be assigned. I agree with you. I feel the same way. But we cannot wait on that. We have to, there is so much we can do in the kingdom of God that the church needs. And it's so useful. It's so good for the kingdom of God. I believe we're only doing a portion of what we could do. There's visiting, there's praying, there's little work projects, there's encouraging, running errands. So the challenge I want to leave with you again is to cherish your membership with this church and get involved with ministry by being encouragement to the brothers and sisters in this church. I know that we all have things in our lives. Every one of us have something in our lives that's heavy to carry, that we just love when someone comes and carries it, helps us carry it. We have, you know, I'm sure there's not anybody here today that thinks that they've got it so easy. We all got something that burdens us down that if you're sitting beside that person, you could find out what it is and help them out with it. That's just an idea. So we need to forget about if so-and-so deserves it or not, or because they got themselves into this trouble and they've got themselves where they are right now. I don't need to, they don't need to have my help. But we have to remember that we all have made those terrible mistakes and none of us deserve that mercy and kindness. So I just want to encourage us again.
You are needed in this church. You are needed so much. Every one of us are needed. God needs us in the kingdom of God, and here we can be so effective. If we just, we don't have to look too far either. You just look beside you, and I know that there's somebody that needs your help this week, and whatever it is. So just, I don't want to say any of that in a criticizing way. I really believe it, but I just think that, just want to encourage us to see those needs. Ask God to show us those needs and get involved and help love the church that way. I'm closing with that.